He was Chile's most renowned author, a Nobel laureate whose love poems are known around the world. The official story says Pablo Neruda died on September 23rd of 1973 of prostate cancer in a hospital in Santiago. But his nephew, Rodolfo Reyes, is set to prove the official story is false. He says his uncle was killed for political reasons.
In 2017,
a panel of experts concluded that he did not die of cancer, but they found large quantities of Clostridium botulinum, which is a lethal bacteria. That is what his remains had when his body was exhumed.
In September 11, 1973, left-wing President Salvador Allende was forced out of office by right-wing members of the military led by dictator Augusto Pinochet. The presidential palace was bombarded by fighter jets and tanks. Allende, who had been in office for almost 3 years, killed himself. Neruda was a member of the Communist Party, and for many, his life was at risk.
Pablo Neruda was ready to go in exile after the coup. The dictatorship had already killed President Salvador Allende, singer Victor Jara, and the only person who could unify the opposition and the left was Neruda. He had been a presidential candidate, a senator, an ambassador, and the winner of the Nobel Prize. They couldn't leave him alive.
10 years ago, a Chilean judge ordered the exhumation of Neruda's remains, following claims by the driver who said the poet was injected with poison in the hospital where he was being treated. Samples were sent to forensic laboratories around the world, and in 2015, the Chilean government acknowledged that a third party could have been involved in his death. Now, the report carried out by a panel of experts has been presented to Chile's judiciary to continue the investigation on whether Neruda was killed by Chilean state agents and was also a victim of a dictatorship that killed thousands of people in the country. The result could finally help solve a mystery that has haunted Chile for decades. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera.